Welcome back to Gemara Tainas. Today we're learning Daf Yud Aleph, Daf 11. As always, learning the merit of the hostages that should return home on day 180. The soldiers should be safe, the Israel should emerge victorious, and we're picking up talking about the way one conducts himself on the road. Then we're going to talk about a fast day and different elements of a fast day in terms of how one conducts himself on a fast day. We're going to talk about how one conducts himself when other Jews are suffering, and then we're going to continue with more with Halachic Gemaras talking about on the next page. How does one accept upon himself a fast and for how long? Says the Gemara, although we just said previously a person should limit how much they consume when they're traveling, every parsa, he would eat an entire loaf of bread, because he said that he's it's not going to harm him because he's used to eating it. Anyone who starves himself during the years of famine, as in anyone who minimizes their food, even if they have enough, they're saved from an unusual death. Shenemar, Barav, Podecha, Mimavas. In famine, God has redeemed you from death. It should have said saved from famine. Why from death? Elhaka Amar, Schar, Shemar, Vats, Mishnei, Rabin, as a reward for starving oneself, as in for limiting one's intake during years of famine, so that you can commiserate with other Jews who do not have enough. Even if you have enough, Nilsim, Misa, Mishnah, you're saved from a Misa Mishon, an unusual death. The person should not engage in marital relations during the years of famine. And Yosef had two sons before the famine had arrived, seeming to imply once the famine arrives, it's forbidden. Tanya, that those who do not have children, that they could have relations, and only someone that already has children. Again, this is a not halacha l'maisa, although there's a talk about how this applies during the years of war, during the years of famine. Tanurban is Anshi Sar Shurim Tsar. At a time when the Jewish people are in a lot of pain, someone says, I'm not going to see myself as part of their pain. I'm going to separate myself and I'm going to enjoy my own life. No, what it's not bothering me. I'm living far away. The two angels that always accompany a person come, when you can Yudain Al Roshan, they place their hands on the person's head, Omrim, Ploni Zeshafarish Matsiba, this Ploni, who has separated himself from the community, who does not identify with the community, Al Yireb and Necham Sibur, shall not witness the consolation with the community. That is to say, if you separate yourself, you're separate. It's a terrible thing. The Rambam points out that someone who has no chelik no lava is someone's poorish min Sibur. Just because someone might look really religious, if they start protesting with people who are calling for the end of the state of Israel, so they're poorish min Sibur, and their two angels put their hands on their head. That, again, part of being a Jewish person is not just following halacha, part of being a religious person is not following halacha, but seeing yourself and identifying with the tzibur, especially when they're going through a terrible time. Tani idach, b'zman tzibur shor b'tzar, when the Jewish people are steeped in distress, al yomer adam al yeleh elech lebesi, v'och v'shesta. Look, I will go to my house, I'm safe there, I'll eat and drink there, v'sham lech nashi, and peace be upon you, my soul. I'm good. Muskin, if a person ignores the troubles of the community and locks themselves up, shutters their windows, he'll rejoice in happiness. Hurried buck or b'shochet zon, slay cattle and slaughter sheep. Ochel b'asa shosi yain, eat meat and drink wine. Ochel b'shosa, eat and drink. Ki machar numbers, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we will die. I.e., we're going to disregard the troubles of tzibur. Ma kasev b'shreis, what is it, what written afterward? That person kind of says in this whimsical manner, in this disregarding manner. Eat, drink, and be merry, tomorrow we'll die, so I don't really care what's going on out there. And your words are revealed to my ears, I Hashem, Master of Legions. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned for until you die. As in, God says, it's not no good. This is the way of the average sinners. The way of the wicked. They said, come to each other, come, and I will get wine. And I will become drunk with old wine. Tomorrow should be like this day, even a bigger celebration. I mean, so that's the way of some people, the Bainanim, says to Gemara, like, you know what, I'll eat, drink, and be married, tomorrow I'll die. The wicked one's like, you know, we're going to party. We really don't care. The righteous man has perished, and no man has taken to heart. That because of the evil, the righteous man is gathered to his grave. So again, the Gemara is emphasizing this idea about not celebrating. And there was actually, I think I mentioned this in a drasha on October 7th, right? I guess it was October 7th morning. So as the news filtered in, everyone's trying to figure out what to do. Some rabbis canceled akafos. Looking back now, what we know, it probably would have been a different decision. You know, we were all trying to figure things out with very little information. Obviously, we didn't have, everything was filtered through, coming through, really not much because it was Yom Tov. But one rabbi Pesach got up there and said, we're still going to keep Dua Kafos, but if I see a single person drinking, it's over. Meaning to say, how can you drink at a time when, at that point, I remember it was during the seven, it sounds callous to say, and cavalier to say, it was only 70 people, but in the scope of it, so it was only 70. So that was, and even then, that's what he said. Okay. Eliyatar, so what should a person do? A person should suffer along with the community. She came to Moshe, but this is the subject of another drasha, refined by Moshe. She taught us that so long as everyone was suffering, he too suffered. Shenemar, Vir Moshe conveyed him. Moshe's hands were heavy. And you see me, we talked of Yashav Love. And he sat down on a stone. He took a stone, he placed it on the ground, and sat down on it. Moshe bar achas, he didn't have a mattress or pillow to sit on. Why did he sit on a stone? Ella kacham Moshe, holy Israel, sure in Mitzar. So long as Jewish people are steeped in pain, I'm going to be distressed as well. And I'll sit on a hard, cold rock rather than something comfortable. And anyone who does suffer along with the tzibur, Zocha v'rod necham to tzibur, will merit to see the consolation of the tzibur. V'shem yom ha'adam miyei mein bei. And perhaps the person will say, who's going to testify against me? I mean, who knows? I'll sit in my house. No one's going to know. I'll shutter my windows. I'll close the doors. Avon b'shem shal adam, the stones of a person's house. The car is based on other than the beams of a person's house. Midenbo will testify against him. Shneemar ki Evan Miker to Isaac, and the stone will shout from the wall. The coffin's made to be on it, and the half brick will answer from the wood. That is to say, your deeds will be attested to by the things around you, even in the privacy of your home. The Bei Rabbi Shila Omar Shnei Malchus Sharis Malav and LaAdam. These two angels who accompany a person, him and Eden love, will testify on you. Shneemar ki Malchav Yitzavichlof. He will charge these angels for you. Rabbi Yechidya Omar. Nishma shel Adam, a person's soul, he made a level testify against. The person's own soul will testify against. Then, Shnemar, Moshe Geves Chika, from that which lies within you, show me Pisecha Picha, guard the portals of your mouth. That is to say, your own Neshama will testify against you and say, look, I'm a Neshama, I'm part of the larger Tzibor. How can you body, try to separate me and cut me off from the Tzibor, which is in pain? The limbs of a person made a level testify against him, Shnemar, Ata, Eidei Nu'um Hashem, you are my witness, said Hashem, talking about the limbs of the body. El Emunav Ein Avel, so the Pasuk tells us, we know this from Tzidek HaDin, God of faithfulness without perversion. What does this mean? So this is Tzidek HaDin, we're trying to figure out, the ultimate question of why do bad things happen to good people, why do good things happen to bad people. El Emunav, God of faithfulness, keeps me from in a Risham Lo'om Haba, just as the wicked are punished in the next world, I feel Al Ever Kala, even on a very minor transgression, so to righteous are punished in this world, for a minor transgression that they commit. But there's equal justice for everyone. Vein Avel wasn't without perversion. Just as the righteous are paid for their reward in the next world, to feel mitzvah kala shosin, even on a very minor mitzvah that they do. So the wicked are paid in this world, I feel mitzvah kala shosin, even from the minor mitzvah that they do. Okay. Tzadik Yashahu. Why? Because God is just and upright, and God gives everyone what they deserve. The sages said, at the time a person departs from this world to go to the next world, call myself the fun of all his deeds are before him. Did you do that such and such in this day and this in this place? He says, hey, and I did. They say, can you sign this? He signs it. It says he has signed by the hand of every man. That is, everything you do is recorded. The person certifies the judgment he receives. Telling them, you have judged me correctly. That you, God, should confirm your words. That is, that everything is just. And when a person dies, they have this din where God said, someone did. In heaven, they say to him, you do all these things. And the person affirms it all and signs at it. Okay. Let's return to some fasting. Anyone who fasts is called a sinner. Why? Suffer ki haitanik, his Shmuel clearly held with the following tani. The tani, Lazar Kafir said, Ma tamalom. What does the Torah tells us in Chipra Allah? The Nazir, the Nazirite, has to atone. What are they atoning for? Sharchet al nafesh, for he has sinned concerning his soul. Did he sin? In fact, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. He's taken upon himself extra strictures. El Zutar Asmin Yan, he sinned by distressing himself by not having wine. Meaning to say, that God gave us this world, Hashem Laretz Mulo, Varus Nisalaf Ne'adim, God gave us this world, and so long as we make our brachos, so it's ours to enjoy, and who is he to come along and say, I don't want to enjoy in this world. Therefore, he's a sin. Certainly, it's a kavuchomer. Another only distresses himself and sins by not partaking from wine. Nikrachota, this book called a sinner. I'm going to ask me called over dover. The person who says I'm not going to have any food, I'm going to abstain from all food, I'm going to fast. Allah has come to the kama should be called a sinner, and therefore a person should refrain from fasting. So Rilez is Omer. No, Nikrachodesh. Elsewhere, the nazir is called a kodesh. Never a kodesh again. The nazir should be holy. Godlo perik sarosha. He should let the locks of his hair on his head grow. So is a nazir, with a machlokas, is a nazir a sinner because they withhold? Or is a nazir holy because maybe the withholding in and of itself, the pulling back is holy, is where the holiness is. In Judaism, holiness is often withstanding temptation. Umaze, shalot zirat melodarech. If a nazir only with abstains from one thing, you could is called holy. Matarasim is called dovar, alachas kamavakama, smidav machlokas, is fasting good or is fasting bad? And the source of it is a nazir. So according to Shmuel, who says he's a sinner, how is he going to deal with the fact that Nazir is called holy? Who Agdal Parakai? It's referring to the fact that his hair is holy. But Nazir himself is not going to be holy. Ulari Lazar, who said, he said the Torah calls him a sinner. How the Kasid Nashe? This applies to the fact he contaminated himself by coming in contact with a corpse, but generally, a Nazir is not a Chota. Umir Lamar Lazar Hasid, or Lazar really say this again, we're trying to figure out this Machlokas, is Nazir holy or not holy? From Rabbi Lazar, a person should always regard himself. Ki'ilu kadosh shari b'sof me'ov, as if holiness is inside him. Meaning to say that he's holy, inside him is holy, and therefore he has to nourish himself. Shinamar b'kirbech kadosh, in your midst it is holy, v'lo eva b'ir, and I will not enter the city. Thus we see a person should treat himself as, you know, a certain holiness. That is to say, they shouldn't deprive himself of things. Lo kasha, and this is probably the best answer, it's all about balance. Hadamatsi tzernashi, this is a person who's able to withstand the afflictions of fasting, and I guess you could say they grow from the fasting. Something they find religiously, a religious growth opportunity. So they should do so. A person just does it because, you know, everyone else is doing it, but they themselves don't feel like they're growing religiously. So then it's considered they should not do, and therefore they're considered a chota, a sinner. Rish Lakish Amar Nikra Chesed. A person who fasts is called a pious person. Shenemar Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed. When one weans his soul from food, is a pious person who overshara and who destroys his flesh. Again, is chesed. Omar Rav Sheshes. Hi Bar Bei Rav Yosef Atanusa, a student, a yeshiva student who fasts, lethal kabbalish rust, a dog should eat his meal, as in he did the wrong thing. Omar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, ain't time to see Babel, El Tishba Babad. Similarly, this is unrelated. The only public fast we have in Bavel, in the diaspora, or for nowadays, is Tisha B'Av. We're talking about a public fast that has all the strictures of a fast, what else does it refrain from, washing and anointing themselves, etc., starting at nightfall. Where Yom Kippur is sui generis because it's so impossible. We're talking about fasting because of mourning or to beseech God. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Omer Rish Lakish, Omer Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Rish Lakish, Torah scholar is not permitted to fast, because he diminishes the work of heaven, they say he's not going to learn as well. So our Mishnah told us that these minor fasts you can eat at nightfall, and the fast only begins at daybreak. Amar of Zera, Amar of Huna, Yachach Kibbal of Tainas, a person says, I'm going to fast. Aval, I feel Ochlum shows Kolai that you can eat and drink all night. The Machum is spiled, feels Tainas. On the next day, he fasts and he davens the Tefillah Tainus as in the fast only begins at daybreak. And you can say a Nenu. Long with Tainus, so if he finishes his fast, Amos Baal Shal Tainus. What happens if he finishes his fast? You know, I'm going to go one more day. He does not daven and say a Nenu at Shachar's the next day. Amar Rav Yossi, Maksa Rav Huna, so why does Rav Huna say this? Meaning the fast is continuing, so why does he say that he shouldn't say a Nenu the next day? Either he says we do not fast for hours, as in the fast is either the full duration of a day, or it's not. To say I'm just going to fast a few more hours is not enough to engender a requirement, or it's not allow us probably to say anenu. Odilma, it's not binding. Odilma, he says it's not a choice. A person could extend the fast even for a few hours. However, just because you extend your fast, it's not enough to partial fast is not enough to say. The prayer of a fast day. He says Rav Huna does hold you can take a fast for a few hours. And one who fasts a few hours does indeed say a tefillah tainus. So why here does Rav Huna say a person does not say it? Because in order to say a tefillah tainus, it has to be a properly accepted fast. You say the previous day you accept upon yourself the duration of the fast. And here, he just kind of said, I'm going to extend it, but didn't properly accept it upon himself, so you don't add on a nenu. Okay, a related incident. Marukva Ikla the Ginzak. Marukva comes to this place called Ginzak. They asked him the following. Can you have a fast that's less than a full day or not? He didn't have an answer for them. They said, can I buy a jug from a non-Jew or can I not? What's the issue? The issue is going to be if they stored wine in it, so perhaps the wine flavor, the tam, permeates the walls of this jug and therefore is treif inside. And since it's a jug, it's clay, there's no way to kosher it. Or no way, there actually is a way, but that's, maybe we'll get there in a minute. So lahavi yadei, so he didn't know that either. But they asked another question. When Moshe had his week of acting as the acting Kohen Gadol, what was he wearing? Did he wear the Kohen Gadol's clothing? No, Azul Shalom Yivdresha, so Arko goes to the base magician and asks, Amalei Hilchusa. The sign of the show is one is allowed to fast for hours, you don't need a full day, respond to Tfilas Tainus, and you dive into Tfilas Tainus, so long as we say you accept it upon yourself the day beforehand. After 12 months, we assume the taste inside has dissipates. And Meshimish Moshe call you Zayin Yimei Meluim B'chel Lavan. He wore a special white frock. Rav Kahana Masni B'chel Lavan She'ein Lo Emira. It was a white frock that had no hem or seam. I wish you all a wonderful day.